I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
As you had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You calm it back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
Keep talking.
I am okay. Looking through Instagram.
You know what that just reminded me of? What song am I thinking of right now?
Oh my gosh, I hate this game.
As I'm looking at you through the glass, I don't know how much time has passed.
I get that.
I know it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head.
I'd sing with you, but I don't know the lyrics.
So much is real. That is the question. Do you know the lead singer of that band?
More quizzes. Mm-hmm. My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The band would be someone that I know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I'm going to do something stupid. I'm going to say David Grohl.
That's really good.
But not
but
it.
No. It's Dave Grohl.
Hey, his family calls him David.
It's cool. It's close. And he's also been in multiple bands, so I could see why you would think that. This is a guy who is the head of multiple bands who got engaged this week.
Corey Taylor.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, so that's Stone Sour. That's his other band.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, and my girlfriend gets so mad because...
Because you quiz her all the time?
Because I'm annoying, yes. That's just one of the many things she's mad about. But she really loves Stone Sour and hates Slipknot. And she's like,
I don't understand
how... Well, Slipknot's...
It's a harder...
Well, yeah. Stone Sour's not as hard.
Right.
Nearly as hard.
Slipknot's metal,
masks,
right? Metal.
Yeah.
So I get that you... But I mean, it's the same guy. I think if you fall in love with someone, you just like want to... You want all of them, right?
I want all of them. The one thing... that I don't like about Slipknot. I can't believe I'm even going to say this. I know. I love everything. And I love Corey Taylor. But a lot of times he refers to fans as maggots. And I'm like, don't call me a maggot. I'm not a maggot.
Okay. We were sitting at the dinner table yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Morgan said, talking to Maddox, you know, whatever. Just regular conversation. And me and Maddox looked at each other. I was like, did you catch that? He's like, yeah, I caught it too. She was saying maggots the entire time instead of Maddox. The whole time. And I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but it was not nice.
And you're like, Corey Taylor? Hey, that's clever though.
Yeah, I guess. Not very nice.
Has anybody else called him that or is that
like
the first time?
Like okay. Toddlers, they don't even know what maggots are, but they can't get those syllables out because they're little. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to speak.
That's like whenever Jenna said that people used to call her Gina.
Yeah.
I just think that's so funny because I'm like 4 years old. That's why I'm so super mature. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a she. Don't be confused with her man voice. Lacey has been hacking up a storm with allergy issues, but nothing compares to the problems I had yesterday.
Nothing compares to you. My favorite version of that song. I don't know why I'm so sing-songy.
Who sang that song? Just kidding.
It was written by Prince, performed by Sinead O'Connor.
Good Lord.
And I know.
How do you know this?
I don't know, because it was popular. I didn't know it was a Prince song until he died. But most recently, it was covered by Chris Cornell. That was, I believe, his last performance that he did. And it was acoustic.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, in XM. And it is a beautiful, beautiful rendition of it.
I'll have to check it out.
All right, back to man voice. If I'm not confronting, I'm forcing. Me, 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 me. Always about me. But let's shift the focus of this. Hold on. But let's, what? Eyes. But let's shift the focus to the sane rager of the show. Something happened that was a no-go, and now I will finally get to find out. My co-host is here to tell the tale, and her name is?
Amy Nichols. This is been built up too much. It's really not that good of a story. I just get so frustrated. I just like my energy builds and builds because I don't know how to process things, I guess.
It's okay. Do you want to tell me what happened?
Yeah.
Or do you want, okay.
Or what? What's the other option?
Or I'm going to talk about me.
I do want to tell. So I had to stay late yesterday at work, and Nicole, who works on the other side, at the building for our company, asked me for a response for something. And while I was walking out the door, so I had to go get Morgan. I had to get her on time. So I put it off, knowing that I'd be home within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my way to get Morgan. I'm going slow because I'm not going to get another accident. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got my car back and I'm just like, I'm cruising at a generous spaces in between all cars. I'm not a speed demon.
And it makes you so paranoid because the minute you get a new car or get your car back, you really realize how many people are trying to hit you and run over you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so, I talk to people. Mm-hmm. I talk to people in the car. I'm like, oh my God, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. I think they're going to rear end me. They're falling too close or just cut right in front of me.
Do you have a sunroof in this car?
No, I really want one though.
Okay. I was going to say flick him off. That'll get him off. Continue.
So I was pulling into the school parking lot and my daughter texted and said, don't get me right now. There's an emergency band meeting. Come get me later. So I was like, okay. So I went straight from the high school to the middle school to get my other kid, Maddox.
Maggots.
So, did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
And so he finally gets in the car and I'm headed home. I'm like, okay, great. Now I can send this email. Then Morgan calls me. He's like, okay, come pick me up. So I'm driving down this road over back and forth. High school, middle school. And it's not an easy road to, I hate this street. Mm-hmm. It's been under construction for as long as I've lived off of the street, maybe 25 years, 30 years that I've lived off of the street. And it's always been under construction. It takes 20 minutes to get down like a 2 mile road. It's insane.
You do live in a really, really congested area.
Oh, it's awful.
Constantly, yeah. Yeah.
So I have to go back to the high school to pick her up. And I'm like, the nerves are starting to build. I'm like, I should have sent this email a while ago, an hour ago, and I still haven't done it. So
was she waiting on this response?
I felt like she was waiting. I felt like she's like, not her personally, but like everyone down, it was trickled down, like everyone was waiting on me and I just started getting a little anxious about it.
They were waiting on me too.
I know, but you had already sent your email and so I was like, okay, now the pressure's on. I have to send mine and I can't text and drive.
Yeah.
And it was more like links and this and that.
Yeah,
so
it's
like
researching a little bit.
Right. It needed my attention. So
that wouldn't have stopped me. I'm just saying. I could have researched and drove in a school zone. I mean, it's fine. I got this.
I don't even believe you. So I finally get home and I haven't set up my garage door opener in my car. There's a little clicker thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I always have to give the kid the key fob with the house key on it to one of the kids, have them go into the house, click their garage door open so that I can pull in. It still runs because it's a key fob and like whatever. It's like within a certain amount of distance, it'll still work. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. She still won't open the garage door. I'm talking about Morgan. And she comes out the front door and she's like, oh, the power's out. It won't work. I was like, oh, okay. Well, then it's okay if I'm, you know, I can't be mad at her. It's not her fault. The power's not working.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of the car. I go in the house. I open my laptop. I'm about to sit, I'm about to type it up. No, I don't have Wi-Fi because the power's out. So I'm like, that's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Everything's okay. I'll just do it on my phone, right?
I just have to stop you for a second because I went without Wi-Fi one time and it was the worst experience of my life. Even worse than the time that I went to the Social Security office and changed my name. And you know how bad of a deal that was. That was, super duper scary.
Yeah.
My limited time without Wi-Fi, I was bored. I was so bored that I would nap and then I got bored of napping and then I couldn't nap anymore. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy.
Well, it'll only been a few minutes since I've been home.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not ideal. It was inconvenient, yes. But, you know, I'll stay positive, right? I'm anxious, but I'll stay positive. So I was like, fine, I'll do it on my phone. I don't need Wi-Fi to be on my phone. Then I look at my phone. I'm starting to type things up for this email, and it dies. It's straight up dead. My phone is dead. So I can't plug it into the wall because guess what? I have no power. So I have to get back into the car, turn it on, and I have no Wi-Fi, so I'm using my phone to do the research, and this page loading, and then that page is loading, and then I'm copying, and I'm pasting, and I'm like, it's been 2.5 hours since I told her I was going to send her this email while walking out the door. Mm-hmm. 2.5 hours. I'm like, I'm a jerk. I'm a total jerk.
I'm not saying that other people are jerks, but I'm saying we are not as jerky as some people can be. Nicole has to deal with a lot of people, and I don't think we're at the top of her jerk list.
Okay, well, good. That makes me feel better. But I just felt, I just had this big knot of anxiety. Like, why is this taking me so long? She's probably thinking, like, why could she not just send it before I had left the building in the first place? But I was like, I didn't want to be late to get the kids, and then everything trickled down. And it was just whatever. So
let me tell you a trick real quick. Just in case you're ever in this predicament again, you can go to McDonald's and get free Wi-Fi. And the reason I know this is because I used to go visit my grandmother. She passed away several years ago. But whenever I would go visit my grandmother, she would tell me I would have work to do on the weekend. And I'm like, hey, I need internet. And she's like, I have that. And I said, no, you don't. She's like, yeah, I bought it one time. I have it. And I'm like, that's not the way that it works. So I would go to my grandma's house and go to McDonald's and work at McDonald's for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I could have done that. And my mother-in-law lives down the road, but I was just so sick of driving down that. And she lives by the high school. Mm-hmm. So it was just another time to drive down that same road that I hate so much that I had driven down 3 or 4 or 5 times already that day.
Okay, so this isn't over. You still have more.
No, I finally sent the email. Uh-huh. So that's good. That's great.
Which I do have to interrupt again. I'm sorry, I'm a jerk. But I have to interrupt and say that my jerky response to your email. So you emailed me and Nicole and was like, I'm so sorry it took so long. Da-da-da-da. You wouldn't believe it even if I told you. And I responded back. I was like, ooh, I hope it's not serious. Great, good podcast content. So
no, I thought it was great. I didn't think it was insensitive at all. And this is why I didn't even say anything all day until now, because podcast, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent the email. I'm feeling a little bit better. I have to call for a power outage. That was the next step. They're like, yeah, there's like 90 reports already in your area. We'll have it back on by 7. It was 5:30. I'm like, okay, an hour and a half's not bad. I was like, I probably can't make dinner, which sucks. But on the bright side, it was really, really hot. And I was like, I really hate cooking in hell. I mean, I've already mentioned that before in the podcast. So I hate spending money, but yeah, we got to eat out. So that was nice. We get back home at 7:30. I call again. Oh, it won't be ready until 10. And so I was like, okay. Well, we're looking at each other. We start lighting candles and
singing Kumbaya.
There's nothing to do. There's absolutely nothing to do.
You have a trampoline outside. Go outside and jump.
There's leaves in it. It's probably all rotten through. I don't know. I wouldn't trust that thing.
Play outside with the dog. This is coming from me who got so bored I went to sleep. So
we're all sitting on the couch trying to crowd over one person's phone that is charged and watching YouTube old SNL skits and hot bodies. It was literally the hottest day of the year because we're only in April. It was literally the hottest day of the year. And we're layered up on top of each other, sharing the same phone so we could watch something together as a family.
Were you in your Brooklyn and sheets, though?
No. We were on the couch. Darn it. And then we called again because, it's 10 o'clock. The kids have showered in the dark. You know, we're all getting ready for bed. We're in PJs, stripped to almost nothing just to get cooled off. And still no power. So they didn't have power on until after midnight. We were just a hot, sweat, nasty mess. And after taking a shower, the poor kids had to sweat again because it was just all crap.
And then did you have everything turned on? So then whenever the electricity comes on, it wakes you up? Or were you not even asleep because it's so dang hot?
Well, no, the trucks were, I think they loaded up around 11 or something in front of the house. And they were clinking things and jumping over our fence and, you know, the flashing lights. So we couldn't have slept until they were done fixing everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. What a train wreck of a day.
I know.
After a long day at work, too.
I know.
That's the worst. Should I call Nicole and ask her if she hates us?
I don't think you should.
That stinks. I'm sorry,
Sue. It's not that big of a deal. It's just one thing.
It's super inconvenient, though.
Yeah. And then, so after being so anxious all day, You've already told me once before that people don't like hearing dreams. Having such a crazy day and finally getting to sleep, I had the craziest dream, and it must have been about anxiety.
What was it about?
I typed it out really, really fast. I'm sorry. It might not even make sense.
Will it be better than my intro? Because I also typed that out really fast and stumbled over it.
I bet, like, because with my new phone, I don't get the phone predictive text. Mm-hmm. So it's just like random letters sometimes. I'm like, oh, I hope I can read this. Okay. So I'll go through it and hopefully it'll make sense. So it was Christmas time in my dream. And everyone was coming over to the house to celebrate. And right before, for some reason, we had a math meet for Maddox's club or something. He's not even in math club. I don't really know what that was about. And the leader of this math club, please don't make fun of me for sharing my dream. It's so stupid.
It's okay. I'm in so far. Christmas math club.
Yeah. And so the leader of the math club had this toddler running around destroying the house. I had already cleaned the house because I was anticipating the family coming over for Christmas. It was clean. Just a quick math meet, whatever.
Did you kick the toddler?
I did not kick the toddler. But she's like ripping up pieces of paper all over the place and just on my house. Oh. Making my house look really, really bad, and I was so, so mad. Sorry about that, Lizzie.
It's okay.
So I had to re-clean the house, and then while I was doing this, this is so sad. I was like inspecting Morgan's hair, and I found lice.
Oh no!
I know. I was like, oh my god, I can't have everybody come over here when my house is infested. So I was just like, I'm not gonna tell anybody. I'm just going to let everybody come over here. And I'm not going to tell anybody.
And then play stupid. Like, yeah. What lice? What are you talking about?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so I kept that to myself. And, you know, it's my biggest fear. And I was like, I can't cancel Christmas. Whatever. So then for Christmas, my sister, Millie, shows up. She's my baby sister. She's almost 10 years younger than me or whatever.
If anybody deserves lice in your family, it's probably Millie because she doesn't respond.
True.
Yeah, that girl needs some lice in those baby bangs.
I know she loves me, but she is not the best at showing me her love. Sometimes she forgets that I exist. So she shows up with her new boyfriend. And I'm like, wow, that's Adam Levine.
And then you gave Adam Levine lice.
No. So he's got a shaved head, right? No. So that wasn't the lice wasn't an issue anymore because now I'm concerned with the celebrity in my house. And he's like, no, I'm not Adam Levine. And he like shakes my hand and introduces himself as someone else. I was like, okay, I guess it's just a lookalike, whatever. And then so I started talking about how hot Adam Levine was in front of him, I guess, to make him mad or something. I don't really know. I don't even talk like that. I don't talk about hot celebrities. It's not just something that I do. I don't, like, obsess over good-looking men.
No, you turn down pictures with him, and you're like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to take a picture with you.
And then I guess his ego's too big, so he stands up. He's like, I'm Adam Levine. Just like, whatever. Okay. And then, like, to make things, everything, you know, better and let bygones be bygones, we decide to play a dirty game. Like, it's like, I don't know why, with the family and the kids and it's Christmas. It's Jesus' birthday and we have to play a dirty game? What the hell? So that's my dream. It's so dumb, but I was just so random I had to share it.
That reminds me of my in-laws. They were telling us a Christmas or two ago, they were saying that the neighbors wanted to play a really dirty game with them. And he kept saying it was some kind of car or something. And I was like, oh, Cards Against Humanity. We have that game.
It's so fun.
Sure. Granted, I wouldn't ask my in-laws to play it.
Yeah.
They don't have the same sense of humor that we do. Yeah. My in-laws are very cool and very relaxed. But we wouldn't play that with them ever. Mm-mm. But there's a lot of fun games you can play with them. And they don't care about a lot. But still, I was like, oh, yeah, you got to read your audience.
So. Absolutely.
Well, that was a fascinating dream.
Thank you. I know you loved it. I know you loved dreams.
It was good. It was strange. I've been having a very similar theme to my dreams.
I love that.
And it's because, I don't know if I told you, I think this is like the unspoken rule. I've been watching Game of Thrones. If you watch Game of Thrones, you have to tell people you watch Game of Thrones because people have to know that you're important, right?
Yeah.
So I've been watching Game of Thrones. I'm only a couple episodes in. I can see why I jumped off the series, though, because it's episode 4 or 5. I think I just watched 4 and 5 yesterday, and I was sending Anna text. And also, sorry, I'm cheating on you with Anna. But
you are. Confession.
But she just recently binged all of it and said that she had a lot of help. So I'm like, I have no idea who they're talking about. Like, somebody got poisoned and I didn't know. Well, then Jeremy, who's on his phone the entire time, was like, oh, that was the first person that died. Sorry, spoiler, anybody. This is years ago. Whatever. I'm such a jerk. Yeah, so Jeremy, who's on his phone playing crosswords the whole time.
He's not even paying attention. Yeah, he knows more than you do.
Has been paying better attention than me. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm so confused. So she sent me this cheat sheet for season one, no spoilers, like a family tree.
Oh, good. So
I've just been having war dreams that night. And that's it. I really don't remember them, but I know that there's people fighting. And maybe it's Jon Snow. I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, so... Now moving on from that, I did want to apologize because I have been coming at you lately.
That is not true. I know you feel that way because you've mentioned it, but I don't think so.
Well, in my intro yesterday, we just glossed over the fact that that you didn't have any plans that weekend until I invited you out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that was just a joke because you were telling me, oh, we're kid-free, we're this, and we don't have any plans. Well, I almost said something to you, but I was like, nah, let me wait. Jeremy had mentioned maybe going out to dinner. And while he texted me, he was like, hey, you want to go out to dinner? You want to ask Amy and Josh and Nate and Kajal? And I was like, you know what? No. If we're going to invite Amy and Josh, I want it to be Amy and Josh because I feel like the last couple of times we've hung out, it's been a group thing.
Right.
And I don't get to hang out with you enough. I mean, I get to see you all the time at work.
Right.
But, you
know. It's not the same.
Yeah, downtime. So I was like, no. Let me check with Amy and Josh because I don't want to just invite them out on some group thing. I'd rather us go out and have a nice dinner. And then that's whenever you text me back and you're like, oh, Josh made plans now. So
I know. No. I'm so upset about it. But like, he even was like, I can meet y'all there. You know, you can drive your car and I'll meet. Like, he really wanted to make it work. I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen. Why don't we just let them wait until they get an answer? I can't do that to them. I really wanted to. I'm sorry.
No. So that was number one. And then I was guilt tripping you today, too, because is it your favorite festival? Can I say R? I know it's mine and Jeremy's favorite festival.
A favorite arts festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's favorite festival is in town, the Main Street Arts Festival in Fort Worth this weekend. And that place has, Jeremy and I have gotten almost all of our art from there, including my creepy girl room. A majority of everything that we owned in our house art-wise, we got from there. And we had this artist like crazy blow up. One of our favorite, it might have even been the first piece that we ever bought from there. Really cool. It's Jesse James getting shot out, but you can't see who it is. It's just some dude getting shot from both sides.
Yeah.
And there's blood coming out. It's not graphic. I know it sounds pretty graphic. But we bought that for the very first time, and then Jeremy fell in love with the artist. That artist has since like blown up, and you can't get his pieces anymore.
That's
for
so
anything
cool.
Ridiculously cheap. Yeah. So it's our favorite festival to go to, and I told you this week, I was like, oh my gosh, it's the Main Street Arts Festival, and I was thinking we could do something.
And then I said, yeah, me and Josh are going Friday. And then you said, oh, me and Jeremy are going Saturday because he works on Friday.
Yeah.
So you told me your plans.
Yeah. And well, because all I meant was we can't go. I can go, but Jeremy can't go. And that's our festival, so I can't go without him. So then I tried guilt tripping you today.
And you did.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't try guilt tripping you. I did guilt trip you. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Well, y'all have fun, you know, doing stuff, which I've already made plans. Since Jeremy's working, I invited my mom and Heaven to come along for a girls' night. So hopefully they're both going to be able to stay the night with me. And then we're supposed to go on Saturday, but it's freaking raining.
I know.
So
and it's raining only on the weekends in our area, which I don't understand. It's great during the week, but we can't enjoy the day when we're working every day.
Yeah, boss man George.
I don't know why. Is God crying? Why is it raining on the weekends?
And I mean, it's not just raining. It's supposed to be like horrible, horrible
storms.
Rain. Yeah. 100% chance of rain. So Saturday, my friends Nate and Kajal are going to come. They, he's never been to the festival before. I don't know if we're going to be able to go now. She loves beer. So I wanted to go to a brewery. Mm-hmm. She's always wanted to go to a brewery. So I figured we'll go to RAR. Ew, that sounded gross. we'll go to RAR and then go to the festival afterwards. But now it's going to be raining. So I think, I haven't ran this across Jeremy, I think I want to do axe throwing.
Oh my
because
gosh.
There's that axe throwing right there.
There is. But have you seen that viral video?
No, because y'all mentioned it.
There is this woman who did the axe throwing with her boyfriend or friends, or I don't know. She throws it at the plaque or whatever, and it bounces off the floor and comes back at her. She has the reflexes of a ninja, and she dodges it right before it hits her in the face.
Which was my concern once, because y'all told me that, because I had a kind of traumatic incident over the weekend. I was at my former neighbor's house. They just moved, but I was over at the new house with them, and they play this game called Washers. Do you know what Washers is?
But
okay, I'd never heard of it. I had never heard of it. I thought it was like cornhole, but it's just this little box, and it has this kind of tube in the middle, and it has these little metal, I guess, little metal plates. They're not thick. They're not heavy. I guess disc kind of. And you're supposed to throw it and make it into the whatever box or pipe or whatever. And I've been playing it for a long time. I'm not really good at it. I'm very bad at it. Very bad at it. I'm usually nowhere close. If I make it in there, then I act like I'm not surprised. And I'm like, I totally meant to do that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's why I don't even play games with people who are good at like hand and eye coordination. I'm like, I don't want to lose to you. I'm not even playing.
It's awful. Well, I'm playing it this weekend at my friend's new house with my friends. And she was turned around and talking, and I threw it because I'm never close to it, so it really doesn't matter. Well, by the time I realized, I'm like, ooh, that's too close. And I'm like, heads up. And it wasn't enough time. Smacked her in her face.
No.
Yeah. I felt so bad.
Did she bruise or get a black eye?
She didn't. She was puffy in the moment, but it didn't stick.
Well, I'm glad about that, but all that's so sad.
I know. I also didn't realize her birthday was in 2 days. Oh. So this is like at her birthday, pretty much. Smack her in her face. I felt awful, and they were so nice about it. Obviously, I didn't mean to do that. They've played Watchers with me enough that, girl, you were not that good.
Yeah, get out of the way when Lazy throws.
Yeah. Jeremy even joked. He was like, if she didn't want to get hit in the face, she should have been standing right next to the washer. And I'm like, she was, babe. That's the worst part. But I felt so stupid, and now I kind of want to go axe throwing, but I'm scared because I am that doofus. I'm that idiot that's not trying to hit you and accidentally hit you.
I really wanted to do this too because it's becoming more and more trendy. But after seeing that video, I do not trust myself. I'm gonna kill myself.
It's okay. I'll host your funeral. No big deal.
Ditto. I will do the same for you. But I'd really encourage you not to do that. I don't know. Or maybe, wear padding, or like, can Jeremy bring home like the firefighters?
Yes. Yes. We will be, I will have to borrow his gear. I wanted to tell you just a couple of things. I'm going to tell you this story, and then I want you to read this riddle after I'm done and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Just this quick story, because I'm a super freak. Super freak. Super freak.
Super freaky. Who's that by?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
One point for me. I don't know it either.
So, I love Easter. I love bunnies. I love decoration. I love all creepy stuff. Well, this guy in New Jersey kind of brought it next level. Not creepy. He went more the sexy approach. So, He put some mannequins out in his yard. They were outside of his office. And it's mannequins wearing lingerie, bunny ears, fishnet stockings, and they're holding Easter baskets. So the news comes to interview him about this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's crazy decorations. I mean, especially if you think about what the holiday is actually about. But
it makes sense. I mean,
because everybody can make something sexy?
No. Well, I mean, I know people have different thoughts on what Easter is for. Religiously, it's for, you know, Jesus rising again. And for other people, the bunny is a symbol of fertility. So dressing all sexy and stuff, making babies, then yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't know it was about fertility. I thought maybe you were going to say it's because Jesus hung out with prostitutes. So
I mean, that's true as well. Like crossover.
So it could all tie in. But the news came to interview him. And while they were recording for TV, I think that they were recording. I don't think that it was live, but it might have been. Anyway, while they were there doing that, a pissed off neighbor came over and started destroying the mannequins because she was so mad. She thought it was a filthy display and she did not want that out. And so she started destroying the mannequins, and she could be in trouble for it because she could get arrested or fined for destroying somebody else's property.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
And they told her that and she said it was worth it. So I don't know if he's going to press charges or not, but not a smart move. Don't go defiling stuff while the news cameras are there rolling.
Yeah, there's proof.
Although, I am going to be hanging out with the news this weekend, and if I die because I throw an axe and it comes back and hits me, I hope to God that Kajal's recording it.
You're going
to
go viral.
Finally.
You'll be dead, but.
Okay, I want you to read this riddle.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the site Hello Giggles?
Maybe.
That's Zooey Deschanel's site.
Oh, I didn't even know she had one.
Mm-hmm. She's had one for
years. I love her.
Judd Apatow, his older daughter, has been a writer for them for a long time. Like, it's more younger kids, preteens, I guess, preteens to teens geared.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that name.
It's very popular. She's done well for herself outside of this. She's a smart businesswoman. Also, I love her. But Hello Giggles released this riddle, and they said that only psychopaths would be able to correctly answer this question.
Oh my gosh, am I a psychopath?
I don't know.
Okay. While at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks this guy is amazing, her dream man, and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked for his name or number, and afterwards could not find anyone who knows who he was. A few days later, the girl kills her own sister. Why did she do it? Is the question.
Okay, so this girl goes to her own mom's funeral, meets the guy of her dreams, doesn't get any info, wants to get back in touch with him.
Okay.
Kills her sister. Why did she kill her
sister? Usually with riddles, it's something that you're missing. It's in the question or it's in the wording, but you're just not picking up on it. But I am a psychopath, some may say, so I should be able to answer this.
I don't think you're a psychopath.
Some people think I am.
Who? I'll kill him.
Gosh, this is really going to bother me. There's got to be some sort of relation between the sister, the funeral, and this guy. You know the answer. Because you looked
up. I know the answer.
But well, you didn't know it previously.
No. So do you want to hear what I thought?
Sure.
You don't have any guess? Yeah.
Okay, so maybe sister's significant other and she's disappointed that she can't be his.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought
either husband or boyfriend.
He's interested in her sister, and so she killed her sister to eliminate the competition.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But actually, the correct answer is... So good news is we're not psychopaths.
Yay!
I know. New news to me. The girl kills her sister in the hopes that the guy will come to the funeral and she can see him again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so genius, though.
Yeah. But the good news is we're not psychopaths. Yay.
Yay. That is such good news. Yeah. I'm so proud of us.
Because I have a lot of emotions, up and downs and maybe even bi emotions. I don't know. But none of them in this moment. Is a psychopath.
I wonder what the percentage of people who've read the riddle got it right and are considered psychopaths.
Yeah. Now, they said that there is no direct correlation. Like, they don't know.
Yeah,
somebody else had said this would make you a psychopath. But disclaimer, no one knows where this riddle came from. And in all likelihood, it absolutely does not reveal whether or not you have psychopathic tendencies because it's just a riddle. So.
All right. Calm down, people.
But it intrigued me. I'm like, ooh, am I a psychopath? No, I'm not.
Yay.
You're not either. Yay.
Would you feel differently about me if I had answered it correctly?
I would have been a little scared.
Really?
Yeah. Well, just because... Once you hear the answer, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't have gone there, though. That's not my first thought.
Mm-mm. I mean, absolutely, it makes sense.
And also, well, now I'm getting mad because they're painting the girl to be crazy because it's a girl will do anything. A girl would kill. So this would make sense for a girl.
Yeah. Reverse the gender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. I was just thinking, well, that would make the girl crazy because the girl, but I guess anybody could answer. I don't know. I didn't write the riddle. Hello Giggles is where I got the riddle from. One last thing before we sign off. This is very similar to what we have done before. What was it? Things white people do is what we did. Those stereotypes. We've did this before.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting corny because to me, this is so funny. I saw a thread of universal dad sayings.
Oh, yes. I've got to hear this.
Okay. Dads love saying, well, that was fast, when someone leaves to go somewhere but comes right back because they forgot something. Dads love... It's just so funny because, like, every single one of these, I feel,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Dads love telling their kids, oh, no, they're coming for you when they hear police sirens. Dads love saying, don't spend it all in one place after giving a kid a small amount of money.
Absolutely.
This was my childhood. Dads love answering the phone saying, yellow.
Oh my gosh, me and my best friend that I grew up with, who is originally my friend and now she's my cousin,
Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. So we started doing this yellow back and forth when we would talk to each other and we answered the phone, blah, 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 because we're long distance now and we never get to see each other. Anyways, so I'd say yellow and she'd say brown and then and then it evolved. This is so stupid. It evolved and I'd say pee and she'd say poop because yellow or brown is pee and poop.
How old were y'all and does this still happen?
Yeah, it still happens. It still happens. And we were adults when we came up with this.
That's
yeah.
really, that's really funny.
Sorry for sharing.
My dad still says crunk.
He'll no.
Yeah, and I called him out for it one day. I'm like, ooh, dad, nobody talks like that. Nobody has talked like that for a really long time. Well, then I went to their church and straight up in the sermon, the priest said crunk.
It's
and I was
fault.
like, I guess I can't fault you if they're still saying
no, they're
it.
They're all dated, all of them.
But it is kind of embarrassing that they try picking up the stuff that we said in middle school, but now they're still hanging on. Like, no, stop it. Stop. And they need to refer to the list that we had yesterday of the new
yes,
words on the dictionary.
Yes. Yeah, I can't remember what those are.
I can't either. Info dump. We used one
yes,
of them earlier.
Yes.
Info dump. Yeah. Dads love saying they don't make them like they used to after anything breaks for whatever reason. Dads love saying what's the damage before looking at a bill. And yeah, dads yeah. love asking coworkers if they are working hard or hardly working.
I'm guilty of that one. I feel so stupid when I say it, but I get gratification when I do.
It is so cornball, but whatever. It made me giggle, so I wanted to share. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope your day's a lot better.
Thank you. You too. Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcast.
And while you're there, please be so kind to subscribe, rate, review. That makes us look all super official and cool and stuff whenever you do that. Also, hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
You're boring everybody. This is a horrible story.